We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. We are starting Mem Zayin and Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. We are continuing a halachas of kmitza and chafina. Kmitza is when you take a fistful of mincha yemakir mizbeach, and chafina is where on Yom Kippur he took out of the machta, out of a pan, ketores in both hands and brought it into the kodesh hakadoshim. Amra Papa Pshitali Meloy Kumtzay Kedekamtzi Inshi. We know, we saw before, that the halacha is, you have to take a kaimitz. It's like the way a person does a kaimitz, which means there's 3 fingers over his palm, and he sticks his hand in sideways into the flower, and that's how he pulls out the kaimitz. Boyer Papa, Papa has a like this. Komatz berosh esbay samahu. Let's say you didn't do it the regular way, where you stuck your hands in on sideways, and you took a fistful. You stuck it in berosh esbay, so it means, according to Rashi, your palm of your hand was facing down, lamata, down, and you stuck, you dug your fingers in, and you pulled out a fistful. It's like you stuck your hands in, you grabbed out a fistful. Mahu, is that a good kaimitz or not? It's a shayla, not a shayla. Milmata lamayla mahu, which means that you stuck your hands in with your palm, with your back of your hand was down, and you dug it in that way, and you pulled it up with your fingers into your palm of your hand. It's like a flat, you put your hand flat hand, you dug it in, and you put it in. Mahu, what's the halacha? And a third shayla, similar, minatzdadim mahu, which means you just pressed your hand in until it went through your fingers into your palm. That's the shayla. Rashi says, you stuck your hand, gav yadamata, you didn't dig your fingers in, you stuck your back of your hand, you pressed it in, and somehow it came through your fingers, the flower, mahu. Take all 3 shaylas. Now, shayla, because even though you're getting the same amount in a fistful, but not the derech of doing kmitza. Derech is doing sideways with your hand a little open, and you close your 3 fingers over your palm, and you pull it out. That's the regular way of doing it. Here, the shayla was, if you do it a grabbing motion, or if you do it with your fingers pulling into your palm, or if you dug your hand in, is that good or not? Take more stays with a shayla. Amra papa, that's kmitza. Amra papa, pshitali, maloy chafnav kidechafni inchi. Chafina goes like the normal way of doing chafina. You take 2 hands and you gather it in with the 2 hands, the ketores into your hand. Bayra papa, chafa barasha esbeis amahu. What's the halacha if you use rasha esbeis to dig into it and pull it into your hands that way? What's the halacha mahu? Now Tosha speaks out that don't ask. We just said in the end of yesterday's shir that isn't that the same shiloh if you learn out maloy from kmitza? So it's the same shayla, learn that for kmitza. Whatever shayla is by kmitza, shayla is here. So Tai says no, because when it comes to a derech of doing something, derech of kmitza has no shaykh to derech of chfina. There's a certain way of doing kmitza, a certain way of doing chfina, and one has nothing to do with the other one. There's a separate shayla. What's the right way to do chfina? So our papa says, if I dig my fingers in, is that a good chfina or not? Mahu. Melmata lemaila. Mahu. If I stuck my hands in, without bringing it into my fingers, I just dug my hand flat into the ketores, and that's how it landed up on my palms. Mau, is that good? Minatzad mahu. What's halacha if he does it minatzad? If he just does it, which means he sticks his hands, like he digs his hands in flat down, and it gets filled up, and then he puts it together, is that a chafina? And the fourth shayla is, chafam b'zu of a karvan l'zu atzu. He was chafing with each hand regularly, but they were next to each other. Then he brought them close to each other, and that's how he had a full 2 hands full. What's the halacha mahu teku? All these shaylas are shaylas. We're not sure if these chafinas would be good, because it's not the derech of doing a chafina. Boira papa. The halacha is, when you do a kmitza, it's similar to when you do a shchita. So a shchita, what happens is, you shecht the behema, and then you catch the dam, it's called kabbalah, in a keli, and that's called kabbalah, and then you walk it to the mizbeach and you makter it. By kemitza, the kemitza is also similar to the shchita, and then you put it into a keli, and then you walk the keli to the mizbeach and you makter it on the mizbeach. Basically, in Vuyah and all the Gemaras, that there are 4 avoidas hadam by a carbon. It's shchita, kabbalah, catching dam, helacha, and then zrika. By Ketores, by Mincha, not Ketores, by Mincha also, there's 4 avoidas. There's Kemitza, putting Matan in the Kli, putting it into a Kli, walking the Kli to Mizbeach, and being Makter. So the Shaila is, when you put it into a Kli, let's say, Bayra Papa, Dovka Lekaimitz of Dofna the Mana. You didn't place it into the Kli, into the bottom. You stuck it onto the side. Mat. What's the halacha? Toich kli beinam v'yikah. You have to put it into a kli. Yeah, put it into a kli. Or dilma hanocha b'seichah. Some agaras k'tikta or not. Hanocha b'seichah beinam v'haleka. All you need a b'seichah has to be inside it. All inside it on the bottom v'haleka that you don't have. Take Gemara doesn't know the answer to that shaila. Another shaila. Boy mar baravashi. Afche lemana v'dafke lekaimitz barusse lemana. You turned over the keli. And you put it, you placed it on the floor of the keli, mahu. Now, what's the shaila? Two ways to learn the shaila. Rashi Menachem learned the shaila is that the back of the keli also had a base kibble, had a place that I could receive, like a receptacle in the back. So here, you turn the keli over and you put it into the back, into the base. The base had a base kibble also. You put like a bowl shaped base of the keli. You turned over the keli and you placed it into the back of the keli, into the kibble. In the back. Oh, that's all pshat. So one pshat is this Rashi Menachos. Shitrikabet says, and the Rashash is Rashi also, that the shaila was, you took a regular keli, you just turned it over, and you put it in while it was upside down. You put it in into the regular spot, just, all right, talk it to the bottom, but when it was upside down. That's the other way. Two ways to learn the shaila, what it means. But either way, the shaila is, you put it into the cup when it was turned over. Afkel amonav, adafkel kermitz v'arisera d'mon amahu. Hanocha b'seich avidim v'yika, you need hanocha b'seich, and you have it. It has to be the regular way. It has to be a regular way. It's not a regular way of putting something into a keli. Veleka, take one. Either pshat, it's not the regular way. Either if you're Rashi's pshat and Menachos, or if you think of Etz's pshat, either way, it's not the regular way. Take one. Gemara has a shayla. Boyra papa. Maloi chafnav sha'amru mechukais ugedushais. When you do a maloi chafnav, again, this is back on Yom Kippur, where you're taking out the k'taris out of the machta, you do two hands full. Is it piled high or it's piled flat? How does it work? What's the shaila? So the Tesra says this is not totally in the Xeris Shava of Maloy from Kaimitz, because Kaimitz, even though there's a mashma only what's in the Kaimitz, but by Chafnov, there it doesn't have to be in the Chafnov, because it's not a closed area, it's an open area, so it has no shaykhas to Kaimitz. So the question is when you have a Maloy Chafnov, is it flat or is it piled over? It's not flat and it's not overflowing. Ella tefufos, which means in between. It's like floating. It's in between. It's a little bit height, but it's not mamish overflowing. It's not flat either. And the Tosfos Rosh explains because that's a derech hadu chpina. That's how it needs. That's why it needs tefufos. Something more about it. I'm going to say we have a mishnah here that's in Masechtas Zvachim. Tananasa. Nishbach Adam ala Ritzpa. This is talking about a regular Zrika. We know that when you do a Shechita, you have to catch the Dam, it's called Kabbalah, and you walk into the Mizbeach to Zrika. Let's say, before you had a chance to catch the Dam, the Kabbalah on the Dam, it spits on the floor. Nishbach Adam ala Ritzpa, fell on the floor. For Osva, you gathered it up, now I want to do Zrika. Puzzle. It's puzzle. It has to be directly from the power. We'll see the Gemara make a drasha. Mina Kli, if it spilled out of the Kli, after the Kabbalah ala Ritzpa, for Osva, and you gather it, then it's kosher. Then it's fine, then it's kosher. Because you had a Kabbalah ready, the Kabbalah and a clear ready. But not immediately. How do you know? A Tana Rabbanan learned in the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, V'lokach medam ha'par, it says, V'lokach ha'kayin ha'mashiach medam ha'par, V'hevi oisa elo yomayit. That's what it says in the Pasuk. This is talking about a par kayin ha'mashiach that you bring into the yomayit. But you see, V'lokach medam ha'par, when you dash like this, first of all, it has to be medam ha'nefesh. It has to be the dam that causes the behemoth to live and die. Veloy medam ha'ar, not just dam from the skin. That means if you cut the skin, and you cut also the kana and veshet, but the dam you are catching is the dam from the skin, like when a person gets a cut, it also bleeds. That dam doesn't count. It has to be dam ha'nefesh, dam from the jugular, dam from the neck. So it has to be veloy medam ha'ar, veloy medam ha'tamsis, not the dam that drips out slowly. It has to be the faucet of dam, the strong... a strong stream of dam has to be. Not dam atams, it's not the thing that sputters out. Another drash we take of dam par. Mid dam par, it sounds like part of the dam par. So how are we dashing that? Mid dam par, dam par yikablanu. You have to catch the dam directly from the par. These sakadayat of mid dam par, mid dam flow mixes dam. If you want to say it means that I only need part of the dam, but that's not true. Well, Rav Yehuda, I'm a kabel, the one who's makabel the blood, sorrow shi kabel, it's called dam is a par, all the dam of the par. How do we know? Shinam, it's in the pasuk, it's called dam ha par, yishbech a serim is beach. All the dam ha par, whatever's left of it, has to be yishbech a serim is beach. So you see, you have to have all the dam ha par. So what does it mean, mi dam ha par? So you have to do a little surgery. You take the mem off the dam and put it on the word par. You have to accept the dam directly, kabbalah directly from the par. V'kasavar, and this man there holds, Goyrin u'mesifim v'darshim. He holds, you could do such a surgery in the psukim and cut off the mem from here and put it there, and we darshim dama apari kablenu. So this is the makar for nishbach, which is called in the language of kachim, mezvachim, it's called nishbach, that there's a makar that nishbach, adam al ritzba is possible. Dafka, if it's, you have kabbalah b'kli, so then you could already have that, you have dam ha-par, you collected it from the par, that's enough, and if it spills, it's fine. But if it falls on the floor first, it's no good. So Adkan, that was a halacha by dam, very good shmak. And the same halacha is by kaimitz also, pashtus, like the Tosfos Shalom speaks out, by kaimitz also, if you make a kmitzah, before you put it into the kli, it fell on the floor, it's no good. It has to go directly from the kmitza into the kli, because it has to be just like dama pari kablanu, and kmitza is connected those avoiders. But now the Gemara clarifies, what about chafina? Vayra papa, nispazer ha-kataris v'loi chafra mahu. Let's say the kataris spilled on the floor v'loi chafra from his chafin, mahu. And now he wants to pick it back up and put it back into the spoon to bring it into the kataris kadashim, mahu. Yodoy kitzava behema dami psula. Is your hand like a tzava behema and it's possible? And until you put it into the calf, it's not good. Idilma kikli shoris dami. Your hands like klisharis loy pasla and it's not possible. Teku. The Gemara blives are a shayla. Now the question is how doesn't pass nishbach over here? This is not. This is there is kosher dama pari kablenu. And Bishlam like Tosfos Shalom says kmitza is a keneged. It's the kenega. It's parallel to the things you do by shchita. So kmitza shchita, matakli is kavala. So you can hear that kmitza would have that halacha. But chafina, what shaychus does it have to do with Kabbalah? So there's a Rav Chaim in Sefer in Ma'isa Kabbalah that says the psul nishbach is there shouldn't be a hefsik between your kmitza or shchita and the Kabbalah. So here also, there shouldn't be a hefsek between chafina and the kabbalah. It's not a din, dafka and dam. It's a din, in the maisa that he does, it shouldn't be a hefsek. It has to be takev. Right, it has to be takev to the chafina. No, whatever you're doing, the chafina, it has to be takev. Right, it has to be takev to the chafina. There has to be, it's not for the dama apart. It has to be right next to each other. They're here also, that would be the pshat. But it's a little bit of a tzarachi. And what the shayla is, my maisa applies, the shayla takev. Boira papa. What's the halacha if someone had a machshava's pigle when he did chafina? In the machshava he said, I'm going to do this tomorrow. He's going to be makter tomorrow. You have to makter k'tiris today, be makter tomorrow. Is that a problem or not? If you have this machshava's pigle, what's the shayla l'mao? Mia mina yalof malay malay b'mincha. Just like by kmitza, we know that there's machshavas pigel. By chafina also, there's machshavas pigel, which you're thinking, I'm going to do it tomorrow. That alone, because I'm thinking that, passes it. Now, Rashi also asked that, why don't we say hainu hach, same shayla as before, we had the shayla maloy maloy. So he says, that here you can't ask that question, because it's a different halacha. Before, so if we had three shaylas, if it's considered to mincha, we had a shayla mem zayin v'alef, but koimitz, if you can make a mida for the koimitz, and then we said, chafina, could you have a midah, a measure for the chafina that you learn out? Then we had another shayla about the din of Bein HaBinayim. The Gemara asked, that's hainu hach. And then we have a third shayla. The reason why those two are hainu hach, because they're both from the same word. Big kumtsa teaches me that the Bein HaBinayim between your fingers is no good. And it also teaches me that you can't use a midah. So there, if you learn out one, you have to learn out the other one. But here, we're saying, even if you don't learn out Bekumtzai to chafina, but maybe you use miloy miloy to learn out this halacha of machshav, which is a whole entirely different thing, and therefore it's not shver, that's hainu hach. That's what Rav speaks out. Okay, so the moral shayla here is, do you learn out from mincha that is a din of machshavas psul, machshavas pigel by chafina? Only Rav Shimon bar Asher Papa, I'll tell you, I'll prove you that it does have it. Tashema. Hoisiv Rav Akiva, Rav Akiva is moist different milus. And he said like this, Hasoilis, you have to be girls, Hasoilis, Vakatiris, this is Kataris, Vahalavino, Vagicholim, all these things, Shimnoga Tulyam Miksasam, if the Tulyam touched part of it, it's the Kli is Mechaber everything, and everything becomes Pasul. Pasul is cool, everything becomes Tamen. Kasaka Daitach, which doesn't mean Kasaka Daitach, which means Lamaisa according to the Ritva, Kasaka Daitach with the Pasul Tulyam, if Tulyam is Pasul, which means Eskushas Aguf, Pasul Namilino. That means, if it has Tfol Yoyim, it means the Keli gives a Kedushas HaGuf. If it has Kedushas HaGuf, because it's psul lina, which means it goes overnight, it's pasul. When we lina pasla, if the lina is pasul, pasla nami machshava. If the lina is pasul, so machshava is also pasul. Because lina means that you can't have it over past the zman. So also machshava is also pasul. So the Gemara is saying, if lina is pasul, machshava is pasul. And we just proved here, lina is pasul. That's how Rashi, if you're Rishonim, the Pshat is. We're coming out Lamaisa that it is a psul machshava. The Tosis Rishonim says that the Gemara is mesupik because the Gemara in Zvachim says just because lina is pasul doesn't mean machshava is pickles pasul. It's all a stretch. We know it has his mom, but who's a machshava is pasul? So the Gemara really says there, but got something else. V'dilma machshava loy pasul. V'dilma machshava loy pasul. Lina pasul. So therefore, the Tosis Rishonim learns that really it's a suffix over here, and that's what the Gemara means. Kasal kadaitach. That it's really a suffix here. So we have two ways to learn the Gemara. Either it's a pshitas davad machshav apostles, or it's only a kasal kadaita, which means it's really a suffix.
Which you have to understand.